And fill up sample PF. The user and created this date is 06/12/2023. Dictation is 4. Michael Magana. Magana spells M-A-G-A-N-A. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A. Yeah, date of birth is 01/13/2001. This is a 22-year-old gentleman here with left great toe pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 7 days. It's gotten worse in the last two. Said he has a history of ingrowing nail and symptoms are similar, period. Described pain as sharp, rigid pain of 7/10 increase with shoe wear and touch, period. I said pain is located in the medial surface of his great toe around his nail, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Same paragraph, except for what's mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of urinary. Blood pressure is 118 over 81. Pulse 98, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Left great toe, periungual cellulitis with discharge and edema, tenonesta palpation. Next line, nail is viable, but it appears as the medial surface of the nail is embedded into his skin, period. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next correction, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bolli, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 3, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute mucormycosis. Assessment number 2 is periungual cellulitis. Assessment number 3 is acute left great toe pain, major surface. Assessment number 4 is... Correction, no number 4. Next paragraph. Procedure. Partial nail removal was done. Patient consented verbally.
So we have a patient ready to push his hand. We sent her son to the ER because he has a fever of 101.4. Mm-hmm. He has COVID symptoms. You want me to test her before you take her?
Next paragraph, consented for partial nail removal. Patient and I discussed complications. He says he understands and consented for me to move ahead. Next paragraph, toe was soaked in betadine and water for approximately 15 minutes. After removal, site was pat dry with a sterile gauze. Site was then prepped in sterile fashion. Toe nail was anesthetized with a digital block using lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 5 milliliters. Next line, after anesthesia was achieved, a forceps was used and part of the nail was secured and rolled and rotated laterally, removing the nail from the surface of his skin, approximately a 1 centimeter times 0.5 centimeter nail was removed from his surrounding, from the surrounding tissue. Next paragraph. There was minimal bleeding. Bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, after bleeding was controlled, triple antibiotics was applied to site. Next line, site was explored for any remaining nails. None was found. Next line. After antibiotic was placed, site was secured with 2x2, then wrapped with co-band. Patient was educated on Kerry mistake to keep site clean. to prevent infection. However, you are sent home with clindamycin, 300 milligrams. You will take one pill four times a day for 10 days, number 40. Next medication, Tylenol, number 3. You will take one pill, TIDPRN, for pain, number 12, 1-2. He was given an opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none, end of dictation.